Michelle, you're having a pretty good day. What brings you to town?
$300,000.
Oh my goodness, congratulations. How are you feeling right now?
Pretty excited, but a little nerved up.
That's completely understandable. So you
still
just,
unbelievable.
Yeah. So you just scratched this last night, right?
Yep, last night at Comart in Radcliffe, Iowa.
Did you sleep at all?
Nope.
So, yeah, just kind of walk me through your story. What prompted you to go with this ticket? How you reacted? What you were thinking? Just walk me through it all.
We just do it for fun just because we like doing it and stuff like that. And I like the crossword one because it's fast. You know, I just scratch the end of it. I don't play the whole thing because I don't like to do crosswords. And it took me 5 times to get the $300,000, but we got it.
So you bought a couple different tickets and had some winners here and there and just rolled those winnings over into the
right,
next ticket.
Into the big one. Yep.
Okay. And what happened when you, so you didn't play the ticket, but you scratched off the code and
right,
scanned it on the terminal or on the self-checker?
On the self-checker.
Okay.
And then the girl was standing beside there, and because we always have kind of like we make a game of it, you know, like we said that you guys need to make it's a loser when it says when you don't win. I says, and I never tell them what it is. I always go, uh-oh, and then I throw it up on the thing, and I just sat there flabbergasted thinking, oh, my God, what, did I read the numbers right? You know, because it had congratulations. I was waiting for the number, what it was, and I'm like, 3000000, and I'm like, oh, my God, and I gave the ticket to her, and she goes, what'd you get? And I said, she goes, something big, and I didn't tell her anything, and then she did it, and she was just like, oh, my God.
Oh, man. So for people who have never won the lottery before, much less $300,000, can you kind of describe the moment that it hits you?
It hasn't hit me yet. I went home and started crying to my husband and stuff and tried to tell him what had happened. And I was just too emotional. And he thought somebody had died or something because I just couldn't get a grip on even telling him. Because he thinks the scratch tickets are stupid. He plays Powerball.
Okay. Okay. Yep.
So I got one up on him.
Yes. You definitely do to this point. So how did he react when, like...
He started crying, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Now, have you told anybody else about your win?
Well, Radcliffe is a little town, so I told my family first. I told the girl, I said, now, don't tell anybody because I need to tell my family first, but I'd already had one text within 10 minutes, so it went pretty fast. And by this morning, everybody's texting me. I got lots of friends now that want lunch, dinner, mortgage to their house paid off.
Word gets out fast.
Yep. It?
Oh, my gosh. So do you remember your biggest win before this one?
$500.
Okay. Nice. Now, have you thought about what you're going to do with your winnings?
No. I'm going to think first. Let me process it first and then try to figure it out.
Yeah, because I'm sure your mind is just a whirlwind of emotions right now, right?
And we're farmers, so we have plenty of bills. But I got to do something fun.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, that's the beauty of it. You can take this check and put it in the bank and come up with a plan for it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to make any hasty decisions and maybe save it for a rainy day
that's
or something
right,
like that. Now, do you consider yourself a lucky person?
Well, I do have a little horseshoe in my purse. They say you just have to be nice, and it must be paying off.